Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, you see Vinny on the screen? We'll try and get as many of the other hands up as we can. Can't get to everybody. Vinny, you're going to kick us off, I believe. There is interpretation, I'm sure you'll know the outcome there, but we'll get to as many of you as we can. Vinny, the first two.
Hi, Hugh. Congratulations on reaching the quarterfinals. Another night, you could probably have scored four. So how are you feeling when you've done enough to win over two legs, yet you've lost your unbeaten home record? And can maybe a job like that give you an extra push for what lies ahead this season?
Pete Krabietz always says, the art of football is to lose the right games. I still hate it, but if there was any kind of game we could have lost and could have afforded to lose, it was tonight, because the main target, obviously, of this competition is to get through. But you are right. It's not that I'm here, like, over the moon. I'm really happy that we went through, because obviously when we saw the draw in the first place, it was like, okay, that's a tough one. So we went through, and I think over the two legs we deserved it. So that's fine that we had some problems in the game tonight for different reasons. One is the quality of the opponent. They're a really good football team. And they set up, we know that in the league, a little bit from Leeds under Bielsa, just with much more quality, and that makes it really tricky to play against them. But we still had our chances and didn't score. But about when I think about the game, I didn't like our counter-press. I don't think we won in the first 20 minutes any kind of ball back. You have to be kind of expensive when you open up, when you're in possession, but when you lose the ball, and we lost the ball, obviously, in strange moments, then you have to chase the situation, and that was not exactly how I wanted it. But in the end, we have to respect the quality of the opponent. We do that. And how is that? It's a big if, but we didn't score. But if we would have used our chances from set pieces, from other situations, it was a bit slapstick how we missed the chances in the end. We still could have won the game. So I really think that's the only thing I'm interested in, it's fair that we are through against a really strong opponent. And so now let's carry on.
Sanchez has played the ball, but also clearly there's contact with the follow through that obviously endangers an opponent.
I don't understand why we have to discuss that, because in football, if you've played football, if you can win the ball only if you bring yourself in a position that you endanger the opponent, then you don't win the ball. So that's it. If Fab goes in with the same intention, like with a long leg, then both players get injured. But Fab is there because he judged the ball. If he is not flying in, then I will get it. But because Sanchez is flying in, and he touched the ball beforehand, that's possible, but in the end he cannot stop and hit Fab in a really bad way, to be honest. And I think he was quite lucky that he didn't get a different color in the first half. And foul on Thiago, leg that high against the knee, similar situation. Yeah, it's passion is good, absolutely good, but if it leads to these kind of things, it just doesn't help.
Thanks, Vinny. Okay, we've got Giuseppe and Luca on. We'll go to Giuseppe first. Giuseppe, can you ask in English or is it in Italian?
Italian, okay.
Okay, 1 second. Hopefully this works. Fire away.
Yes,
good evening, I hear you. Mister, and congratulations for the passage of the turno. Lei quest'anno ha affrontato sia il Milan che l'Inter. Le chiedo come ha trovato il calcio italiano, visto che molte volte è etichettato come un calcio che ha ancora tanto da recuperare rispetto ad altre nazioni come proprio l'Inghilterra.
Really good. Both teams really good. Different setup. I said after the games against Milan, I really like the project there. This kind of mix with young players and all these kind of things, how they approach the games, the way they play. Inter is probably more experienced. And has obviously a different setup. It's this man marking, which is really tough to play against. I can imagine when an opponent sits deep, then it might be more difficult for them. But in general, the quality both teams have is really exceptional. I don't think if anybody talks about the quality of Italian football, nobody talks about the top four or five. We faced Atalanta, and they gave us a proper game here at Anfield as well. It was really difficult. We don't have to talk about. Yeah, and then Napoli. We played quite a lot against Napoli, to be honest. So we are obviously Italian experts, let me say like this. If you get an Italian team in the draw, it's not that you start a party immediately. You think, oh God, that's hard work, and it was hard work.
Thank you, Giuseppe. We go to Luca, who's on. I think he nearly goes back. Luca, and then we finish with John Murray from the BBC. Buster, do you want to put those on? I don't know if we can see Luca, but hopefully we can hear him. Luca, are you there? Not sure if you can hear us now. Luca?
Hello, Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir. Yes, we can.
Hello, good evening, Jürgen. I just wanted to ask if...
Oh, it's English.
Sorry, okay. Has this game confirmed to you the impression you had before this game? I mean, that Inter is probably the strongest side in Italy, and if Inter deserves to be considered as the favorite in the Scudetto race. Thank you.
I don't want to cause Inter any problems, though. And I said already, I like the AC Milan as well, and we should not forget Juve. And I know Napoli lost now a decisive game, but it doesn't mean they're out of the race. So I have no idea who will be Italian champion. To become champion in whichever country, you need to have quality. All these teams have quality, and on the other side, you need to be lucky as well with injuries. And I'm not sure about Inter tonight. What happened to De Vrij and Brozovic? They are for sure very important players for Inter, and that's why you need to be lucky as well. So I will follow, and who will make the race, but it's not my first thing what I really think about.
Final question of the night, John Murray from the BBC.
You won't worry too much about this, will you, because of the circumstances? Will you just put it behind you?
Parts, not everything. So when I tell you that the first 20 minutes I didn't like too much our counter press, then it's something that has nothing to do with your opponent. That's only about us. And the goal we conceded, we shouldn't have conceded, even when the finish was really brilliant, but we could have done differently before. So it's not that I'm type of guy who puts now the finger in it and tell the boys that it was completely out of range or whatever. It's things that can happen again. You have to make sure that you know about it and you don't do it again, or you make do it just better next time. How is that? We could have played better. Not too much better, to be honest, because the opponent is just really good. It's not that I think we should have dominated them for whatever, however. It's really difficult, but we all know if the first header goes in and all the kind of, I know it's big if, but if you use one or two chances, the game has a completely different story. And because we didn't use them, Inter stayed in the game, and then they could score the goal, and then it was obviously more exciting than we wanted. Not for too long, because the red card, and then we could control it completely. And I think we are deserved in the quarterfinal, and that's actually all I'm interested in.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. Safe journeys home. See you again soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's awesome.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.